it is time for our mini set, which is normally a three-song set, or if it's spoken word, something equivalent to that. In the case of our mini set artist tonight, Sanji Ehrlich, will do both music and spoken word. And I met her through Cheryl Peralt, and it's been a pleasure to get to know her. And I know you'll enjoy her too. And she's back there getting out the guitar. So she'll be up here momentarily. So you can give her a welcome in advance. Sanji Ehrlich.
I have to confess that until 2 weeks ago, I just said that I knew people. But I was at the Emerson. This is classical guitar, but it's okay. Yeah. I was at the Emerson Umbrella, and someone named John told me that. If someone knows pew chord, you can play. So I decided to bring it out, and it's kind of scary, but I decided that I will sing that old Korean folk song. In Korea, 7 out of 10, we all know how to strum. A friend of mine taught me pew chord because he doesn't want me to be a spy because I was already audible. So I played that, one of Korean love song, and I will try to, mix it up my own. I don't write it to write a song. I just write it just to improve my English. But sometimes I sing to cut through my accent. So you will see when I play my own, it'll go not smoothly because my heart does not always beat evenly. Last time I met Three Bears, all by myself alone, I heard thundering my heart. So, you will see if I'm nervous, it'll go nearly fast. But this is just a Korean love song. I don't even have to explain, you will see. It's like, I love you so much, I teared so much, but, it's not that bad, it's love, but I still care for you, but it's okay. Something like that tune to it. Like a child's play for me, playing guitar in front of so many professional players. And the next one, I made this one because now I see love as nurturing, honoring ourselves, bringing it out art. So that's what I'm going to sing. You can see here, I try to put so many chords, but I decided to just as simple as I can. Almost like a lullaby. Love sobs to thundering voice, borrowing breath. Love. to raging anger. She do resentment to love, preaching prostration to serenity. Impatient patience, love embraces all like a mother coming restless baby. At least that's what I would like to, you know, say. I will share. You may, I don't even know when I wrote it, but one of those times there were so many bombarding news of war, and I have to write this one, and I wanted to share with you. And I do believe that we all care peace. Sometimes we feel we are so insignificant, so we don't. But anyhow, it's called Lost in Action. America, America, wake up, wake up. Listen, listen to the bloody drums stormed, thundered overnight, and still hovering over, nursing hidden firebirds to burst out, swallowing precious lives, troops on both camps and between, maiming anything that stands in its way, spreading thick, smoky, stomach-turning, throat-choking odor of burning flesh. Not much, but once useful, shelters and homes, crumbled and crushed to black and gray of lumps, lovers and ashes, feigning amber agony of anger and resentment, fomented pleasure to lull. America, America, wake up, wake up, listen to these bloody drums. Listen, listen, whether you have lost loved one or not, in these storms, 4 years, day in and day out, earth shaking, sky fuming, terror and horror, the totem pole of casualties and deaths staggering high and long, enough to reach Mars to red carpet down, Martians chill wind. How much more torment and tears do we all need to shed and bear? Why are we fueling this war? What was our noble mission and purpose that we jumped in these mad storms? Why we, the nation born and bred, blessed with the forefathers, high individual spirit and right, we, the proud promoter of world peace and human right, now roll around behind SUV, sit back, cushiony couches, happy with only clicking sound of a remote controller and blasting of a TV, handing out all our right and thinking to a few insensible dragon fire pulse loving policy makers, dancing with their crew, financing and helping to blow and roll out man-created storm, the horror-driven terror tsunami bombs in Iraq. What was our commander-in-chief's proclaimed reason to bring down the tyrant, to punish their crime against the humanity, free people from oppressors, 4 years of whirling thunders of bombs, frontline and backload, erupting upsurge of terror, tears, paving roads with blood, and still, what have we accomplished? Mountain high of confusion and uncertainties, trapping, knocking everything on its way, crushing and shaking down the last drip and grip of their beauty livelihood. It is our ideal of peace. It is what we want in our backyard, constantly whirling, bombarding bombs, plucking of thousand vital lives, sweeping them down to never return land, the balanced soul of both camps in between. Some happen to leave their region, some moving with command, believing in noble cause, who gave their last breath to the foundation for peace and well-being of all fellow dwellers on this earth. Remember their spirit. Their death shouldn't be icy cold, red, black statistic, unfailing, meaningless numbers only. That doesn't mean we should continuously fueling these mad, lost, costly war. Enough is enough. Wake up, America. We have millennium packed with the history of human affairs, still collecting and dusting. Why are we not making use of them? Why are we using the same old, outmoded method, just playing and testing mercilessly whose sword is sharper and whose gunpowder is stronger? America, America, wake up, wake up. Remember who we are. Listen, listen to upsurging tear, terror, bloody waves of tsunami bombs engraved, crying world in the world. When did hyacinth superb you plan grow as tapu till? When did the bellon cosmos bloom into black-eyed Susan? When did splattering others pain and planting hay to blossom in peace? Every terror and tears of a balanced souls in between, let it not be wasted as meaningless. We can still plant a true seed of peace to grow. We can still build a true river of peace to flow deep in our mind and heart and everywhere, loving, respecting our unique selves, and not only hand but all lives, actively participating in making small peace ripples wherever we might stand. No matter what color of skin, hopes and dreams you might be carrying, no matter what, how bleak or bright your circumstance might be, underneath and beneath all our external shells, what are we all human beings, deepest mutual desires across continent, around the globe, regardless of all the differences, elite or illiterate, rich or poor, young or old, what do we want in our heart or in our backyard, hatred or love, war or peace, death or life? America, America, wake up, listen, listen to your heart. Thank you.
That was just lovely. Please, a big hand for Sanji Ehrlich. So we're going to have three more people.